Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting!
Are you looking to connect with more like-minded people? Are you wanting to find a place to raise your vibration so you can attract all that you are wanting? Beginning Wednesday, July 1st at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, I'll be hosting weekly Joy Chats. These free Zoom calls are meant to be a place for all who want to live in joy and want to help raise the vibration of the planet. On these calls, everyone will get a chance to share what brings them joy. When we do this together, we are able to collectively raise the vibration of the planet. But I need you to help with this mission. To learn more, click the link in the show notes, because together we can make a difference. Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host, and today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you to use the tips and tools around the Law of Attraction so you can have an amazing life. And so today we are in the midst of our summer heat, like this heat wave of high 90s, low 100s. And it feels like death to me, to be honest. I hate the heat, but I'm so grateful that I have air conditioning, and I'm so grateful that I live in a place that has, where I have the ability to have air conditioning, so I can't complain. These are first world problems, right? But if you are in a hot place, I can relate with you. And in Portland, our weather is usually really great. We usually have pretty mild weather, but when it gets hot, it gets like unbearable. So I'm just enjoying the sunshine. So there's the positive attitude in the seemingly negative time. But I just want, hoping you're all staying cool. Of course, this is all in the northern hemisphere. The southern hemisphere, you're probably a little chilly right now. And but I'm always thinking of all of you, and I hope you are doing well. So thank you for all of you who are joining my Joy Chats. I have to tell you, it's such a special thing. I spontaneously did this last Joy Chat. I had my fiance join in on the Joy Chat and share his journey on how joy has offered immense amount of success in his business, in his life. And it was fun for him to share that with you guys. So just so you know, sometimes I will throw in these fun little things and people got to ask him questions. And, you know, if you've heard his story in my past solo sessions, or actually I did a soulmate one with he and I a long time ago, and how I met my soulmate. But he has really had an amazing journey. And so as far as being an entrepreneur and now business owner, and he uses the Law of Attraction, he uses positive thinking, he uses joy to manifest all this. So I was really excited to have him on the Joy Chat. So, and if you didn't make it, please make the next one. There's the link in the show notes. It's also on the Facebook page, Law of Attraction for Happiness. I also hoped you liked the Dear, or not Dear, what is it? Ask Michelle, right? Not Dear Michelle. Ask Michelle, and I hope that you got that answered some of your questions too. But if your question did not get answered and there's something you're struggling with in any area, please send me your question. And again, there's no question too small, no question too big. I've heard them all. I've thought them through, all of them. And if, again, if you listen to Abraham Hicks, there's so many questions out there. And I often go there too, like, what? How does this work? So don't hesitate to send your question in. And also, if you do send your question in, you can manifest or win a free past life regression a session with me. That's $175 value. And if you don't know much about past life regression, go back to my podcast where I teach about it, or you can just Google it. It's a lot of people do it. But I'm fortunate enough to be trained by one of the best past life teachers, which is Denise Lin. And I did become certified in that. So I'm super happy to give this to you. So please send me your question for the Ask Michelle. And in the question, in the subject line, just put Ask Michelle. And also somewhere in there, put tell me where you live, because I think it's so fun to hear about where people live. And I will answer your question. If I answer your question on this Monday solo session or upcoming Monday solo session, you will get, if you get picked, you will win that award or that prize or manifest that amazing session with me. So I just thought I'd offer that to you, which is super cool. So check it out and please send me, please send me your question. And also thank you for people who are reaching out and are telling me how much my podcast has meant to them. I would love for you to rate this podcast, share it with others, review it. The more people that get these, like if it shows up on these podcasting places and there's more reviews, the higher it gets up in the check. Although I find that I have no problem manifesting people. The numbers are growing and there's no accident to that, because what I believe that I'm trying to do, as many of you are trying to do by listening to this podcast, is to help change the world and to raise people's vibration and to help people realize how powerful they really are. So I'm just a facilitator of this teaching. I'm not the one who made it up. I just understand it completely and I'm a student of it as well. So I'm always learning along with you all. So that's exciting. And you know, also go to my website. So many great things coming up, including my Miracle Mindset Coaching Certification Program. If you're having some questions about that, go to my website or just reach out to me at michelle@loamiraclemindset.com. But truly, guys, truly, being a coach has been the greatest gift that I've ever done. Like, it's just so rewarding. And people tell me all the time, like, Michelle, you're so busy. Like, how do you do all that you do? And I'm seriously like going, I'm not really that busy. And the truth is, it's because I love what I do. To me, this is not work. This is my passion. And I believe all of us have a passion within us. And I believe all of us have the ability to help others. So if that is something, if that's calling you and you want to help others, definitely check out my Miracle Mindset Mastery. I'm sorry, my Miracle Mindset Coaching Certification. I also have a Miracle Mindset Business Mastery, where I'm teaching you how to do podcasting and how to get your reach out there. If you already are a coach or someone who wants to make a difference in this world, just reach out, because I am so excited to help with that as well. But again, that's all my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. So probably forgetting some other things, but I want to get to the juice of this conversation. One thing that I find that I get the divine inspiration through others. I think all of us do. You know, we hear something or we're around someone who mentions a book. You know, there's a moment in time you're like, oh my gosh, that one seed they planted in my brain like really rocked my world. Well, one of the people that I heavily admire, and I'm sure many of you do too, is Tony Robbins. I love Tony Robbins. I've not been to one of his big events. I've been to more of a local. There was like, I don't know, thousands and thousands of people at the convention center here in Portland a few years ago. But he truly is extraordinary in my book. And so I was listening to his podcast the other day, and his podcast gave me so much inspiration to do this podcast and kind of using the words of Tony, but also twisting it into my own version. But what I think that's coming up for a lot of people in this world, you know, there's a lot of contrast, there's a lot of polarity, there's a lot going on. It's like almost like this is a crazy, crazy time. But you know, we can look at it from two sides of the coin. It could be absolutely devastating, or it can be like this amazing opportunity. And I, you know, sometimes I go back and forth with that, because I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much fear in this world. I just don't even know how to calm people down. But then I think of the brilliance of what's going on and the growth and the spiritual growth. So there's so much, so much here. So this podcast I am titling Stand Guard at the Door of Your Mind, which is also what his podcast was named, which is not his own term. So I think it's fair to use it. But I'm giving him credit for what I'm teaching today, because he inspired me. That podcast inspired me. And what's fun is he did that a long time ago. They didn't say how long ago, but it's before COVID. But it really is a timeless podcast, because truly we need to have control of what we let into our minds and have control of our lives and not feed into what is being fed to us, right? So that's what this podcast is about. Stand guard at the door of your mind. So what he says is hang on to your vision and never let the environment or other people's beliefs or limits of what had been done to shape your decisions. Because truly, truly, we are so influenced by what's around us. And what he says is we need to ignore the conventional wisdom, aka the media, like everything that's being fed to us on a constant basis. We need to ignore and decipher and really know what matters to us. And he has this thing he came up with is I times F equals PR, which means information times your focus equals your personal reality. This is the problem with people. He said the average American watches 7 hours of TV a day, and that's just TV. Imagine how we are on social media. It's probably even higher. We are being fed so much information, and oftentimes it's based in bad news, right? Like, so all of us know what's going on with COVID. There's so much out there as far as fear and everyone's scared and like, oh my gosh, like I'm gonna, you know, walk out my door and immediately get sick. Like, it's gotten that extreme for people. And, you know, this is the reason I want to do this podcast too, because I feel so strongly that we need to get to that place within our minds where those things won't tip us over and make us run away in fear because someone told us something, right? So then he goes on to share, which again, this relates not only just to COVID, but to our lives in general. This is timeless information. But he says many successful people were told by others that their idea was a bad idea, right? So he's pointing out that, you know, what people tell us when we've listened to them, I think the majority of dreams die the second someone says, I think that's a bad idea. Or do you really know the reality of this world? Like, do you really think you can do this? Like, how many times have you thought of an idea and a loved one, a well-meaning loved one says, no, that's not possible. Or like, nobody will want that. Or, you know, anything, any of the above, we have been told that we're not good enough, or that's not a good idea, or that's just not possible, right? And what I love about the word impossible, if you break it down, it's I'm possible. So I'm focusing on that. There's nothing impossible. In fact, he brought up the example of Walt Disney, and I'm not sure if you know his story, but he actually went to 302 bankers and was denied a loan with every single one of them before he finally got one. 302, because they all thought it was a dumb idea. Like, why would you do that? That's really stupid. He also used an example of Rain Man, the movie Rain Man. The creator of Rain Man had several directors not want to take him on, including Steven Spielberg, because they're like, this people aren't going to want this movie based on relationships. They want the, you know, the action and the sex and like the things that sell. And he's like, he stood his guns. He's like, no, I want to be about a relationship. And he ended up winning tons of Academy Awards because he stood in his lane. He stuck with his guns. He did what he believed in his heart to be what he wanted to express. And he didn't listen to what others are saying. So the problem for most of us when we are focusing on reality, and I'm putting up little air quotes, is we base our reality often on misinformation. We're getting it from sources that we just trust. And what Tony Robbins suggested, which I think a lot of people do, is when we don't understand something, we will be controlled by it. So it's kind of like you hear something, but you don't totally get it, but enough people say it. This he calls it social proof, which is when there is uncertainty, people look to see what others are doing, right? Well, I don't know, so I'm going to see what you're doing. And we learn this at a really young age. We learn this in grade school, right? There's all this peer pressure where you're like, okay, well, I don't want to do this, but everybody else is doing it, so I better do it. I mean, we are trained at a really early age to do what other people are doing, and we're taught to also not question it. Like, this is what the reality is. And he also goes on to say, if enough people are doing this thing, we believe this to be true. So the more people do it, the more we put truth into this. And we're seeing this with COVID. We're seeing this with what's going on in the world. Yes, there's a virus. We know this to be true, but there's a lot of information that I'm reading, I'm listening to, which is being banned for some God knows reason. I'm not going to get into that. But I'm hearing some really good information from frontline doctors who are telling facts of what's going on, right? And this is the information. I just keep loads of information I'm getting, but you're not hearing that from the mainstream social media, mainstream media. It's actually being blocked. And so what I find fascinating about that is that when so many people hear this misinformation, it becomes a monster within itself, right? So what I love about all of you listening, because I truly believe if you're listening, you're an outside-the-box thinker. You're the person who's willing to be question this reality, right? If you're into law of attraction, there's you the creator of your reality, that you have a choice on how you want to see things. And most people don't question what's being fed to them, right? But you guys do. So I'm so glad to do this, but I want to keep encouraging you to stay in your own lane and to stand guard at the door of your mind. You need to not let this information in. I also want to point out how so much of what we were told in the past that they used to believe. And just here's some examples, just to show you that what they may say, the mainstream, the you know, social proof where everyone is doing it, like an example is they used to believe the earth was flat and everybody just believed it. They used to believe that doctors didn't need to wash their hands before surgery. Everyone believed that. Or we used to think smoking was good for you, or maybe not good for you, but it was okay. And everybody did it, so it was fine. And then later on, we find out it's not fine. But so the point is there's so much misinformation out there. And I want you to be able to make decisions on your own. I want you to thrive in your own life. And I want you to see that you are the creative reality and you have a choice on what you believe. So one thing that I love about entrepreneurs and what I've learned from a lot of successful entrepreneurs is they are those people who don't listen. Like, look at Disney. He just kept going. Or, you know, all these other people who go against the grain and follow their heart and do what they love in spite of people telling them not to. You know, because people will tell you not to. And it's so important that we don't follow the crowd and you just be you. But one of my favorite success stories, and I wanted to share with you because she's just amazing. And she was actually on one of Tony Robbins' podcasts. I kind of binged it while I was driving the other day. But I've also heard her in Masterclass, and she's just amazing. She is the founder of Spanx, and she's a self-made billionaire. And for 20 years ago, she started Spanx. And I may have mentioned her story a little bit before, but she's one of those people who believed in the universe. She believed in the power of our minds. She believed in, she set an intention one day while she was in her car as she was selling fax machines, and she was so tired of it. And one day she says, you know what? I'm in the wrong movie. This is not my life. This is not my script. I am done with this. I want to do something more meaningful. And so she went home and she wrote in her journal that I want to help millions of people feel better about themselves and their lives. And she didn't have any idea what that was, but she knew she wanted to invent something that would help them feel better. And 2 years later, she got the inspired idea to cut the bottoms out of her pantyhose, which was the start of Spanx. But the reason I love her story and why I'm sharing it here is because she did not have anyone telling her how to do it. She, in fact, did not go out searching for how to do it. She just listened to her own heart, followed her intuition, recognized what she was good at. And she just, and again, people, naysayers were telling her, like, you're crazy. She went to manufacturers and they're like, no, this is the dumbest idea ever. And she just kept believing in it. She just kept going, I'm going to keep going. I am not going to give up on this idea, because she felt very strongly it would help, you know, millions of people's, women's lives. And she stuck with that. And so that is the message I want to give to you guys. This is the gift of not following the crowd. This is the gift to being you. You have it within you to do these great things. And Sarah Blakely, what I loved about what she shared, and which really resonated with me, because I'm the exact same way, as far as I never sought out how to do something. I just trusted my intuition and I just kept trying things out and seeing what happened. But she had, again, no guidance on how to start a company. She was an inventor, but she didn't know how to do a business. She never got seed funding. She did the whole thing with $5,000 and she made it happen. She'd go into Neiman Marcus without asking permission. She put up her packages of her Spanx all over the department store. She told all the people there she'd be there for 8 hours a day selling herself and even though she never didn't ask permission, no one was doing this. She was like outside the box thinking, like, I need to get the message out. How could I do that? Now, if she went and asked Neiman Marcus permission, she probably would not have gotten it. And most people asked her, like, how did you do so well in Neiman Marcus? You know, I've spent years going to trade shows and I was told that's the way to get in. And she goes, oh, I didn't even know they had trade shows. So the point is, if you listen to your intuition and you follow that, it's going to give you a much better road. But we have to learn to not follow the crowd. We have to learn to think on our own. And so I think this is kind of the gift for me with COVID, is we have an opportunity to not follow whatever the people are doing. As far, I mean, yes, you know, do follow the rules. I'm not telling you to break the law, but you have control over your mind. And that is the greatest gift you can give yourself. And if you're choosing to start a business, like, this is the greatest advice I can give you, is just do something different. And be you. It's successful. People do not follow the crowd. You have to know that. And I see it time and time again. And again, Sarah Blakely's story is so inspiring because she didn't know what she was doing. And she's very honest about it. She's like, I don't know what I was doing. And I did the same thing when I took over my meetup, you know, in 2012, I had no idea how to teach a class. I had no idea how. I never even been to a meetup. And here I decided to take over this meetup with 500 members. And I made it a point to never learn how other meetups are done. Same with podcasting. I started a podcast. I didn't know how to do it, but I followed my intuition and I never sought out how to do it. I did it through my own intuition, how I felt like people would love it. What do people want? What do they need? And so you have to do that for yourself. And we can practice that every day by putting that guard up and saying, I'm not going to listen to what I'm being fed. I'm going to trust my intuition. And so here's my wish for you all. I want you to see the world through your heart and through your intuition. That is your guide. You know, one thing that I love about the way I coach and what I teach other coaches to do is you teach people to know who they are and to, you know, connect with that diamond that knows everything, that part of the divine self. Have them connect with that, because that's where the really good stuff is. And I want you to have that drive to just know, okay, the most important thing is to know who I am. That is the most important lesson for you, is to know who you are. I also want you to move forward passionately and unapologetically. Do not apologize for what you're doing. Don't ask for permission. You just have to listen to your heart. Most people do not understand what you're going through, because it's not their life. It's your life. And so we often look for people for support and be like, okay, I'll go forward if you believe in me. But you know what? Like my fiance, nobody believed in him when he started his business. Nobody. And he kept going. And I met him at 3 years in. And now it's really helpful that I believe in him. And he's grown exponentially since he found someone who believes in him. But he had to go those first 3 years without a single person believing in him. And even people telling him, like, just get a real job. Like, what are you doing? This is crazy. Nobody wants that. And he just kept going. And so that is my wish for you. Move forward passionately and unapologetically. I want you to take everything that you hear as just someone's opinion and then listen within to see if this is true for you. So as Les Brown would say, other people's opinions of you do not have to become your reality. You are the gatekeeper to your mind. You have the choice to be wherever you want to be. And when people tell you, don't do it, it's crazy, If you know who you are and you listen to your heart, you will know to keep going. So I hope you do that. You know, and if another thing, if you're asking, Michelle, how do I know that I'm there? How do I know that this is really my passion? The one thing, few things I can tell you, you'll be so excited, you're jumping out of your skin. You are going to be like a ball of energy whenever you think about this thing. It's the thing that you never stop thinking about. It's the thing that gives you loads of energy. It's the thing that, you know, you go to bed at night and you cannot wake up in the morning to work on it some more. That is your thing. And so if someone says, that's crazy, you have to remember that it's your happiness, it's your life, and people need you. Think about if Disney didn't push forward. What would it be like if Disney wasn't around and we didn't have Walt Disney World and all those movies and, you know, all those things that he's done for us to bring us joy and happiness, if he didn't listen to his own intuition? So Anyway, I hope this inspires you. I love doing these pep talks. I get so inspired when I listen to people like Tony Robbins or Sarah Blakely or Les Brown or any of these people who truly teach us we need to live fully and passionately, but we need to not let those naysayers stop us. We need to control our minds and what we allow in and not listen to the whole social collective consciousness, right? Because we're going to break free from that. So anyway, all right, that's enough. I'm so excited to give you this talk, this pep talk. I hope it inspires you. Again, I would love to hear from you. Just if you want to just say, Michelle, that was really great, send me a message on email, social media, on my website, whatever. I want to hear from you. If you're interested in becoming a coach and doing what I do, which I love, please reach out to me. And again, the information's on my website. But I just want all of you to live in your purpose and passion. I want all of you to know that it is within you. I want all of you to never give up. And when those days get hard, just go back and listen to this podcast or go to all those motivational videos that I do too on YouTube, just to get inspiration and just to know that your purpose is there for a reason. And if it's within you, it must manifest. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. And please send in those questions for the Ask Michelle. I want to help you. And wouldn't it be fun to win a free past life regression? I just think it'd be fun to connect with me on that level. So, all right. Well, I love you all so much. Have a wonderful day and happy manifesting.
Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.